whatever. But hey.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and it's day two of the federal government shutdown with 750,000 workers furloughed, many of them working without pay. Democrats say that they are fighting to preserve health care benefits and premiums for millions of Americans. The White House vowing to carry out mass layoffs. ABC's Karen Travers has more on White House reaction.
They don't want to negotiate, and they've been very clear that they're not going to negotiate while the government is shut down. They want to get the government reopened, and according to the press secretary, Caroline Levitt, then there can be a conversation on the policy issues, but not right now while the government is shut down.
Congress could vote on a stopgap measure tomorrow when they return. In the UK, authorities arrested two people and another suspect killed in an attack outside a synagogue today on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Officials say it began as a car ramming attack and then a knife attack. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs will be sentenced tomorrow in New York City on two prostitution-related offenses. This is ABC News. A judge is blocking the release of graphic photos taken after the murder of four University of Idaho students in 2022. Convicted killer Brian Koberger is serving life without parole.
Families of the victims have fought release of crime scene photos. Now a judge in Idaho ruling the dissemination of incredibly disturbing photos across the internet where victims' families could inadvertently see them is an unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. The judge ordering the city of Moscow, Idaho, to block out portions of images that show any of the victims' bodies or blood surrounding them. But the judge ruling the public does have an interest in seeing investigative records, so other photos and videos must be released. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Credit scoring service FICO launching a new direct pricing model to allow mortgage lenders to bypass credit bureaus for credit scores. The company says it's aimed at providing transparency and also streamline costs for the mortgage lending process. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Your forecast tonight calls for lows to be in the upper 50s, light winds, and mostly clear skies. Friday, look for mostly sunny skies and a hot one, highs near 90, southwest winds 7 to 15. Friday night, clear and lows down to 62. Sunny Saturday could see another record high day with highs near 90. Winds are out of the northwest at 5 and it's 84 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
WRCO 100.9.
Making small talk, trying not to say the wrong thing. Dancing to a jerk song. Didn't take long, strangers turned to lovers in a blink. Ooh, most of the year I'm fine without you. But every single summer I still think about how we used to ride around town in your hand-me-down Ford. Parking by the water, start floating like bobbers until the sun.
Sure, it was you and me, living bigger than we could afford, sitting there, sick the more truth. WRCO Studio is proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and tasty moments.
You're chasing after a lot to get done before the end of the season comes. I climb up in my cab and I fire it up. George Jones and Petey Pop while I tend my crops. Hard work to make a living, but the bills for living never stop. I got a red mud where they planted my roots.
Pieces were picked off.
Okay.
Running round in circles, I feel a bit ticked off.
Okay.
I should be further than I am, but all I know is country is what country does, and I'm just like my country cuz. I get up first thing in the morning when the rooster crows. I lay down till the sun go down, and then I'm still on go. I got my bell-bottom jeans and my brand new boots to match. I'm the Carolina king, now where's my queen at?
I got a red mud where they planted my roots. From my outside of town, work hard so we can play hard till that sun goes back down. But like my man Petey says, make sure you hear us now. One more time for the ones in the back, let me hear everybody get loud.
Nothing but country. Jason Michael Carroll and Petey Pablo here on WRCO Radio, where it is up to 84 degrees down this Thursday, October 2nd. Well, coming up tonight, high school sports, it's Riverdale volleyball during their homecoming week as they play host to Cuba City. And Phil Nee will have the call right here on WRCO FM 100.9. The pre-match time around 6 o'clock tonight right here on the radio. Also, as we take a look at today, it is already October 2nd, and that means it's National Smarties Day, the candy, National Custodial Workers Recognition Day, National Name Your Car Day, National Produce Misting Day, and National Fried Scallops Day today. Well, some options there for you to have a delicious meal and celebrate the day. Speaking of delicious, here's Joe DiMassina, Delicious Surprise.
If I won me the lottery, I'd dance naked in the street with a top hat full of money. And you'd to know me. If I won me the lottery, and if I was a movie star, I'd sip honey from a pickle jar in the back of my limousine. They'd call me an icon, and I'd be looking back at you from the cover of a People magazine.
I won't sleep till Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
We're in Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Baskerville is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Baskerville today.
The Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge is set to thunder into the Richland County Fairgrounds
October 10th and 11th.
Friday, October 10th, fans can watch the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m. Truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m. The Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m. and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Then on Saturday, October 11th, the action continues with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and dirt bike drags at 11 a.m., Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5, and Diesel Truck Challenge and vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. 2 days of diesel power and family fun at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills. Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the Stomp at 2 p.m. Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the Stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. And we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
100.9 WRCO. Haggard's on the radio, singing about the big wheels moving on. And behind me there's a heavy load. It's gotta be in Denver before dawn. Sometimes I wonder as I look back and see that big old trailer in the mirror. Was this kind of life worth losing? All I left behind me through the years. But I'll keep jamming them gears for as long as I'm here. Another million miles ain't no big deal. Hey, I'll give up driving this truck when they pry my stone cold fingers from the wheel. think about the times away from home. And do the children know how sad I feel, knowing what I've missed and now they're grown? But I can't quit, it's in my blood. Guess it'll take dying, and when I do, I'll leave it to my youngest son. He seems to want to fill his old man's shoes. But I'll keep jamming in gears for as long as I'm here. Another million miles ain't no big deal, and I'll give up driving this truck when they pry my stone-cold fingers from the wheel. The
take a drink of that Tennessee time.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congressional leaders are not any closer to a stopgap measure to end the shutdown. Congress is out today due to the holiday. 750,000 federal workers are furloughed and many offices are shuttered. ABC's Selena Wang says some services, though, won't be impacted.
The U.S. Postal Service and your mail delivery will continue. They are not impacted by the shutdown. Fun fact here, actually, the U.S. Postal Service is an independent entity that is funded through the sale of its products and services, not by tax dollars. So regardless of how long this drags on for, your mail will be safe.
Today, Secretary Pete Hegseth, along with Attorney General Pam Bondi, were in Memphis, Tennessee, where President Trump deployed National Guard members to help with crime, he says. Local leaders say crime has decreased in the past 2 years. And hundreds of federalized National Guard troops have deployed to Portland, Oregon, to help support ICE operations. On Wall Street, stocks closing with new highs for the Dow and NASDAQ. This is ABC News.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with a family who wanted to retire and sell their large operation. I met with the family and their accountants, and we made a plan for how to best to sell each of their assets. We sold 3 farms through a sealed bid auction. We sold 2 sets of commercial buildings through traditional listings. We sold another to a neighbor and sold the last one through a cash buyout. Oh, and we sold their farm equipment through live auction. Along the way, I got a driveway variance, our legal team drafted multiple easements and deeds, and our title company partners closed and insured all the transactions. Advice, real estate sales, legal services, auction services, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Wilkinson Auctions gives you options on how best to sell your property and the team to help you do it. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options we can offer to you.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Riverdale is hosting Cuba City this afternoon as they are getting set for the JV and JV 1 and 2 matches. Varsity action will begin a little after 6 tonight for Coach Jesse Kinney and Riverdale hosting Cuba City.
We've had a great couple days of practice. The girls, you know, half of the battle, not only with high school athletes, but especially with female high school athletes, I think is the mindset and getting that gritty mentality and that confidence. And so this is a huge match. You know, at home, we are 3-0 at home. And the girls, they have that, they're getting that belief that they can accomplish what they want to accomplish. And that's more than half the battle at this point. Athletically and skill-wise, they're where they need to be, and they can do the things they need to do. It's just if they can keep their brain out of it just enough to let their bodies do what they know.
Hear the match tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show a little after 6 o'clock. Also in the area, soccer action. Richland Center's at Lodi and River Valley at Reedsburg today. The Wisconsin men's hockey team opens its season Friday on the road at Lindenwood. Coach Mike Hastings' team is rated for the second straight season, showing up at 20th in a preseason poll. And the Wisconsin volleyball team faces 2 Big Ten Conference opponents. They will be taking on Illinois tonight at the UW Fieldhouse. The Wolverines of Michigan visit Madison on Sunday. I am Phil Nee with an update courtesy of WRCO's Sports Boosters.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Your forecast heading into tonight, calling for lows in the upper 50s, light winds, mostly clear. Mostly sunny on Friday, could see record heat with highs near 90, southwest winds 7 to 15. Friday night, lows of 62, balmy but clear. And then on Saturday, sunny, could see another record high day with highs near 90. It's a sunny 84 degrees with no precipitation. The barometer is down to 30.9. Winds are out of the west at 3. Again, it's 84 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. WRCO is proud to once again be part of the annual Ithaca School Fair. Today's report comes your way thanks to community sponsors, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Driftless Area LLC, Wilkinson Auctions, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevrolet, Cardinal Glass CG, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Tri-County Building Supply, Wilson Doran Construction, and Town Taxi.
Melissa Sprecher is our guest on WRCO as we lead toward the Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming this very weekend. Lots of things going on. It's always been, in the 103-year history, I think the FFA has been involved a lot through the years, haven't they?
Yes, they definitely have. My first experience with the Ithaca School Fair was when my oldest daughter was 4. So that was a couple years ago. She's turning 21 here soon. Yeah, and the FFA has been a huge part of it from that. And I know before that they were too. And it's really great because these kids, they're the hardworking kids. You talk to any employer, and if a kid has on their resume that they were in FFA or 4-H, it's an instant hire because they know they have, you know, the drive and commitment. And so these kids really do a great job of helping us pull everything together and get everything set up. And even if it's last minute stuff to run and do errands, they're really great at doing that. But it's definitely a group effort getting it together once it comes down to that week.
I think there are even more things packed into the weekend than ever before with the new things on Friday night. And then, of course, Saturday, I think the sale is even bigger than it's been in the past, isn't it?
Yeah. So we looked at the last couple of years, we kind of looked at Friday night and it didn't seem like there was a lot, especially for the kids to do. So the school fair committee did some brainstorming and we came up with the idea of having some fun events that night. Well, so we took that and kind of ran with it, and the FFA is like, yes, let's do a bags tournament. We can use it as a fundraiser, something that's fun and easy to do. And then we talked to the middle school student council and asked them to do carnival games, and they're saying, we're in. And we kind of wanted to help out and be part of the same night along with the volleyball tournament. And then, of course, we have concessions there too. So it kind of turned into something where it was a family night. We have stuff for everyone to do there that night.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Hopefully a lot of people will get involved in that and kind of make it the new normal for the weekend too,
yeah,
right?
That'll be great. Yeah, we're excited about it. Like I said, there's stuff for the kids to do almost every other night of the week, and we just want to roll into it and just keep having fun and letting those kids, you know, like Houston said, enjoy their high school years. There's only so many years that they get to be there, and we really wanted to offer some stuff for not only them but the community too and families to be able to have some fun stuff to do. And then some people will kick it off super early Saturday morning with the Bulldog Block. I'm not one of those. I'm over getting ready for the show and stuff. But they do the Bulldog Block Challenge, and that kicks off at 7 in the morning. So there's more information on our website for people who want to do that. Courtney Urban has organized that for several years, and she does a great job.
And they can walk right in and register. Even if they forget to register or can't get it, they can do it that morning, I know, as well.
Yep.
Tell me about National Convention.
Well, I'm excited for National Convention. The first time I took a group to National Convention, there was just a handful of us, and we were on a bus with some other schools, which was great because it was a great learning experience. But since then, we just went on our own. And so the first year we took 9 kids, and then last year we took a handful of the freshman girls, and then this year we got a big group. We got 12 kids and 2 chaperones, so a little bigger group. But I usually try to let the upperclassmen plan it. And be able to kind of give them some guidance of, like, we need to be in Indy by this day, and this is what we're doing while we're in Indy. But the days leading up to that, what do you want to go see? What do you want to learn more about? You know, and then once they kind of figure out where they want to go and what they want to do, we make sure that we have enough educational pieces of that, too. So there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of education. There's a lot of teamwork. Just a lot of, you know, a lot of running around and doing things and not getting a ton of sleep. But it's a lot of fun. We have a good time. And yeah, this year I'm so excited. Josie Lau was only our second person from Ithaca to win a state proficiency. So that was pretty awesome. And so we were very happy about that in June. And then, of course, we found out later she became a finalist for Nationals. And so she actually just had her interview here this morning. I talked to her. And so now we get to find out how she did. So it'll be so exciting to see her up there on the big stage and be able to cheer for her and see how that turns out.
So not only did she make it, but she's placing at least in the top 5 then, right?
Top four. Yeah, they take the top 4 and they, okay. Yeah. So she's at least the top 4 in the nation. So that's pretty awesome to be able to do that. And then she'll get her American degree on Saturday. So she's the 4th person from Ithaca to ever get their American degree. So that's a pretty big deal, too.
It would be interesting to know the enrollments of the other schools, where the others come from.
Yeah, that is an interesting question. I'll have to research that a little bit once I release the names of who the finalists are. I know 2 of the other finalists have like a rodeo background, and their family does rodeo, and then one of them was the draft farm. So something very different. Josie brings some neat things to the table because not only does she have the rodeo background, but her farm, you know, they also have cattle, and she does a lot of the pleasure stuff too, and does lessons, and she likes to do the therapeutic. So she's got a lot of facets to her program.
The sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddy's pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn, wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Farmer Johnson does a little dance, creaks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle, kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing.
Fine, fine elderberry wine, found myself on the floor.
She said,
shine, shine, drink a little wine, ease up, come back for more. Fine, fine elderberry wine, found myself on the floor.
Feel it in your heart, take new time to start.
Shine, shine.
step out of the dark.
Fine, fine elderberry wine. Find myself on the floor.
She said,
shine, shine, drink a little wine. He's up, come back for more. Fine, fine elderberry wine. Find myself on the floor.
WRCO. Coming up this week, Chapter 7 Vietnam veterans will be hosting the Barat Stand at Oakwood Fruit Farm on from Friday through Sunday. All proceeds will be used for the annual student scholarships in addition to supporting veterans' needs. Also, Richland Center Homecoming Parade will be stepping off tomorrow at 2:55. Hard to believe, but yeah, it is homecoming week for Richland Center. Should be a great parade tomorrow.
Watch this. I can cook in French. I can darn and stitch. I can work a wrench. And if it is so required, well, I can change a tire. I sweat when I do it. Put my heart into it. I've really fine-tuned it. I don't even have to be asked. Yeah. And I could plow a field wearing high heels if I want
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Auto Works.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with two sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. Two sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills.
Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the Stomp at 2 p.m.
Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the Stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. And we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Before buying a UTV, check out the lineup of Segway UTVs. The 44-horsepower UT6 starts at $94.99. 105-horsepower UT10 starts at $12,499. The amazing UT10 crew is only $16,499. There is 0% for 36 months financing. All Segway UTVs haul 1,000 pounds and tow 2,500 pounds. Let a Segway UTV be part of your play and heavy work. See the full line of Segway UTVs at the Homesteader Store.
WRCO 100.9.
I used to love free and easy, hitting the road every time I played. You come along and turn me around. Now I only think about settling down. That's what you love. Does to me. Makes me wonder what I ever saw him being free. I'm used to running, but my heart said stay. This time there ain't no running away. That's what your love does to me. luck does to me. Out every night when the sun goes down, neon lights and a jukebox sound. I used to be the first in line, now that's the last thing on my mind. That's what your luck does to me. That's what your luck does to me. Makes me wonder what I ever saw in being free. I'm used to running, but my heart said stay. Love does to me. That's what your love does to me. Love does to me. Makes me wonder what I ever saw in being free. I'm used to running, but my heart said stay. This time there ain't no running away. That's what your love does to me. That's what your love does to me. That's what your love does to me. That's what your love does to me.
I'm gone down to Louisiana. I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear a mouth down to Baton Rouge. Was a Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Hey, guess I'll get me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, I like girls that treat you nice. Hey, I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down in Baton Rouge. Walk that walk, I'm gonna learn to talk that talk. I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna cool my heels in Baton Rouge.
Guy Clark, Baton Rouge. Well, the news this hour is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congressional leaders are not any closer to a stopgap measure to end the shutdown. Congress is out today due to the holiday. 750,000 federal workers are furloughed and many offices are shuttered. ABC's Selena Wang says some services, though, won't be impacted.
The U.S. Postal Service and your mail delivery will continue. They are not impacted by the shutdown. Fun fact here, actually, the U.S. Postal Service is an independent entity that is funded through the sale of its products and services, not by tax dollars. So regardless of how long this drags on for, your mail will be safe.
Today, Secretary Pete Hegseth, along with Attorney General Pam Bondi, were in Memphis, Tennessee, where President Trump deployed National Guard members to help with crime, he says. Local leaders say crime has decreased in the past 2 years. And hundreds of federalized National Guard troops have deployed to Portland, Oregon, to help support ICE operations. On Wall Street, stocks closing with new highs for the Dow and NASDAQ. This is ABC News. The push for the Justice Department to release the full files of its investigation into Jeffrey Epstein continues. The convicted sex offender died by suicide while awaiting federal trial on sex trafficking charges. Commerce Secretary